And now she brings us a second report from that same neighborhood. Garrels found Iraqis receiving help. It didn't come from the government. It came from a blind man.
Abu Wali makes his way through ruts and slime to the water pipe outside his house. He knows every inch by feel. His rented house is modest. He doesn't have much space to navigate. Now 29, Abu Wali lost his sight as a teenager. He was traumatized and angry at first, but gradually he found a mission in life: to help his community's orphans, and now to help refugees, without asking whether they are Shiite or Sunni. The government was doing nothing. Abu Wali had a good reputation in the neighborhood. He created the Voice of Righteousness League with 30 members. Shopkeepers initially donated. But Abu Wali refused to seek help from any of the Shiite militias or political parties.
Some parties offered to fund our league, but in return, they wanted us to lobby for them. I refused.
Over time, most of the other founding members dropped out.
They vanished into thin air because no one makes any money from our organization.
And Abu Wali says many donors were intimidated.
Sometimes people think it's dangerous to help us, so gradually our supporters began to withdraw.
The better off in the area, meanwhile, fled the country or sat and watched their wealth evaporate. Abu Wali and his family have been threatened by different groups not happy with his independent activities, which cut into their own campaign to win local support or fear. He says he's also been repeatedly targeted by American troops.
My house has been raided by the Americans 3 times, and my parents' house has been raided 4 times.
His parents finally had it, blaming him for the U.S. raids. They forced Abu Wali to move his family and his charity out of the family compound. With diminishing resources, he selected the neediest 60 families he can still support. Some he's helped get jobs, others a place to live. And Abu Wali has managed to get the displaced and orphans free health care.
Once they show our badge at the clinics, these families get free medical checkups and medicines. We pay the expenses.
Abu Wali shows the detailed logs for each family. Though blind, he keeps meticulous records with the help of his wife. He's memorized every family and its history. A recent donation means he has food to distribute. He phoned the families and they wait as he calls out their names. Saif is a widow. A Shiite, she fled a Sunni part of Baghdad after her husband was murdered and their house burned to the ground. She now lives in a shed with her 2 children. Abu Wali has visited her to confirm the story. Without Abu Wali's help, she doesn't know what she would do. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR's Isra Al-Rubai contributed to this report.